It was only just a short while ago, May 4th, that Senator Dan Sullivan was in Sitka bearing bad news. The Alaska Tourism Restoration Act had failed to win unanimous consent in the United States Senate, and there was no telling when it might return for another vote. Giving a break to foreign-flagged cruise companies has never been an especially popular idea in Washington, D.C.
Your point about not having a lot of friends is pretty good description of a lot of what goes on in the Congress.
What may have changed in the meantime is that Sullivan, his Senate colleague Lisa Murkowski, and Congressman Don Young somehow succeeded in making this a bill more about helping Alaskans rather than helping cruise lines, and it won passage. Once President Biden puts his pen to it, the ships will be able to sail directly between Seattle and Alaska without an interim stop in Canada to comply with the 135-year-old Passenger Vessel Services Act. The question is, now what?
Till I see the bow of the ship, I don't know.
Fred Reeder is the Sitka Port Manager for the Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska. Governor Mike Dunleavy, on May 21st, issued a news release announcing the return of Princess, Carnival, and Holland America cruise lines to the Alaska market beginning near the end of July. Although Reeder may be just a little bit skeptical that the cruise lines will be able to sell berths and staff their huge ships in less than 2 months' time, he doesn't see any reason not to share Governor Dunleavy's outlook.
I guess I'm as optimistic as the governor, so if he says we're going to have cruise ships, we might. You know, it gives me some hope that we might have some.
Reeder's staff for the summer is already in place. In Sitka, it's himself and one other person in the office and two security guards. This is how many he needs to manage the smaller ships calling in Sitka, those with fewer than 200 passengers, which were never affected by Canada's port closures. In a non-pandemic year, he might have 2 to 3 times that number to transport crew members boarding or leaving ships in Sitka. But he doesn't see the need this year.
I think once they get their crew on board and they've all been tested, I would assume that they're not going to do a lot of switching of crew around.
Reeder's flexibility isn't shared by the Sitka Cruise Terminal, Sitka's privately owned cruise ship dock. Owner Chris McGraw launched a major expansion of his facility a couple of years ago, but slowed work down when 2021 looked like it was going to be another summer without ships. The passage of the bill has caused him to step up the pace.
We're not quite done yet, but now we're going to basically make sure we put the manpower on it and have everything wrapped up here in the next few weeks.
McGraw says that cruise lines began booking passengers shortly after the Alaska Tourism Restoration Act passed both houses of Congress, and that he's confident Sitka will see ships this summer. What he's not so confident about is what those passengers will see when they land at his terminal. The mall-like structure will be done, but all the vendors and attractions won't be there yet.
As far as our development complex out here, a lot of the spaces won't be finished on the inside. You know, like the restaurant won't be open, and so passengers will see an empty space, and I think they'll realize that that's probably because of COVID.
McGraw says industry officials have been unable to tell him how many guests they'll be bringing to his port. Nevertheless, he'll be trying to increase his staff to accommodate them, a hiring process that normally takes place in the winter. Despite the challenges, shore agent Fred Reeder is upbeat that cruise ships appear likely to make a comeback in Sitka this summer. It's a sign that we're getting through all this, he says, and he likens it to the feeling of getting vaccinated. A burden was lifted that I didn't know I had. And as a former mayor and school board president, Reeder is excited to share his town.
Seeing visitors, people enjoying what we see every day is a good thing.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.